Reformed Church.
I read something the other day, and I just thought it was pretty cool, so I just want to share it with you guys because it's in Acts chapter 12. I was reading there, and that's when Peter was imprisoned, and then you see like an angel goes into the prison cell and frees him, walks him right out of the prison cell. And so I'll share a little bit about that in a second, but there is sort of something that the Lord was showing me from this, which I'll show you like in just a second, is that a lot of times there are miracles or just things that we want to see in our life that because they're beyond our ability, that we sort of think that, I don't know, our expectation is almost like it should be a long, arduous process, if that's the right word, to receive certain, like, quote-unquote big things, right, in our life, or to see a lot of change in our life. But, you know, I might as well just give you that sort of the rundown on this. Really awesome when you read this passage that, again, like I said, Peter is in prison. It's Acts chapter 12. And let's see, this is about verse 7. And it says, "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands." The angel basically tells him to get up here. And in verse 9, it says, "He went out and followed him," followed the angel. "And he wist not," or he knew not, "that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision." And so he didn't actually believe that he was really being freed from prison at the time. And then he goes on, he passes out of the gate. The gate just opens by itself when they get to the outer gate. So his chains fell off, the gate opened, he just kind of walked right out of the prison, right past the guards, he walked right into the street with this angel. Peter didn't even believe that he was actually really being set free from prison. You can tell his expectation was not that he was going to be set free from the prison that night. And yet he was. So the angel comes in, sets him free. They walk out. And then it says, let's see. And then in verse 11, it says, "And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod." And so he just realized when he kind of gets into the street, like, oh, I'm out of the prison. I've really been set free. So he was set free really contrary to his even expectation for how things were going to go that night. The funny thing is there were people, though, that were praying for Peter. They were believing the Lord that, you know, whatever it is in particular that they were believing, but obviously that regarding what Jesus had provided for Peter, and that Peter could not be kept bound any more than Jesus could be bound, and they're praying and they're having a good time, you know, all together praying for Peter who was in prison. And then Peter shows up right at the door of the people that were praying for him. He just shows up. They're having a little prayer meeting for Peter, shows up, knocks on the door, and you know, there was a servant named, I believe, Rhoda, who went to the door in verse 16. Peter continued knocking because basically she went to the door. She heard Peter's voice, and she was excited and went back and told everybody. And let's see, this would be verse 14. When she heard Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, so she left him standing at the gate. She ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said to her, "You're mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. And they said, "It is his angel," or "It was his messenger." So they didn't even believe her that it was Peter. They're having a prayer meeting for Peter. They've been praying for Peter to be released from prison. They didn't even believe that it was Peter at the gate. She left him at the gate. Obviously, eventually, they do go and see that it's Peter. They let him in. But the thing that I thought was interesting was that they were believing something, and what they were believing was manifested and actually came to pass, but somehow they did not think it was just going to be that easy. Like, that they would just turn around and, like, "We were praying for Peter, and there he is." Like, they're praying. Like, I think we think, right, because we limit the power of God. That's why. We limit the power of God because we don't really fully understand the power of God on the inside of us. And I think more importantly, the ease with which it can be manifested. The Bible said that the Holy Spirit doesn't work miracles among us by works of the law, but by the hearing of faith. That means it's not work. It's not hard work to receive a miracle from God. And the thing that the Lord pointed out to me was that we should not, because it's easy to receive from God, we should not be surprised when things that you believe and things that you pray for, when you turn around and there they are. Just one day, oh, that problem's not there anymore. One day you wake up and, oh, this is different now. Or whatever issue or whatever thing you needed to see solved, they were shocked. They called Rhoda, that told her that she was crazy for thinking that Peter was at the door, which is the same person that they were praying for to be released from prison. But then when they saw the manifestation, I think that they probably just thought that, like, that's too easy, that it would just, like, there he is, there he's at the door. I was thinking about this even in regard to, like, the resurrection of the dead. I'm like, man, you pray for someone that's died, and, like, why should you be surprised if you pray for this person, you believe in the resurrection of the dead, you believe what Jesus provided, and somebody just shows up at your door? Like, it's like the exact scenario. They were believing to some extent what Jesus had done, but they just didn't think it was going to be that easy. And it is that easy. It really is that easy. When you believe God, that's it. You believe what Jesus did for you. If you really believe what he did, and the Bible said that when you believe, you'll see the glory of God, that means you'll see a manifestation from the things that you're believing that Jesus has done for you, then why should you be surprised when you turn around one day and there's the thing, the manifestation of what you're believing for? Like, it seems too easy, but it's not too easy. It's supposed to be easy. That's how receiving from God works. And I just wanted to point out to you this particular account, which I'd encourage you to read on your own time, because that's really where they were. They believed God to some extent, but they really clearly didn't think it was just going to be that simple. And it really is that simple. It really honestly is. When you believe God, these people were praying for Peter, and you know what? One day, they turn around, and Peter's at the door. There he is knocking. And we shouldn't be surprised that receiving from God is really honestly that easy. It does not have to be this arduous process, this struggle. Man, a lot of people struggle. You know what? There's been times in my life where I've struggled, and you know what, though? I mean, thank God, right, as you grow in the knowledge of the Lord, that's really the exception to the rule. But that struggle is not what is producing the profit. Don't mix it up. That struggle is our lack of knowledge that's producing a struggle. Don't equate miracles being produced in your life with struggle. The Bible says that the Lord's yoke, his service to us, is easy and it's light. That means if it's not easy in our life, it's because of lack of knowledge. I don't care what you go through. Never excuse lack of ease in your life. Do not excuse it. You can say, hey, I've been struggling with this. That's one thing, to say I have been struggling with something and you need prayer. It's one thing to say you're struggling. It's another thing to justify the struggle. Never justify the struggle, because the second you justify the struggle is the second you think that maybe the struggle is producing something for you, or that it's necessary, or someone in my situation must struggle. No, never, ever, ever do we have to struggle. It's one thing to say you are struggling and therefore you need prayer and you need encouragement. That's fine. I've been at points where, thank God, I've gone to Pastor Zay and Miss Kim and said, hey, I just need to talk about something and get encouraged. And you get encouraged and you get over it, right? Honestly, that's how it is. You get encouraged, you see the Word of God clearly, you get over it. But being a believer is easy. That struggle that you feel, if you feel it, because you don't have to, is not part of being a believer. It's part of an unrenewed mind. And it's okay to say, hey, you know what? I'm thinking wrong. That's why I feel this way. Let's get encouraged. Let's get my mind straight and get over it. But it is really that easy to be a believer. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And burden there, we use the word burden today as meaning like, oh, it's so heavy. Burden means something to carry. Like, you know, if you carry something, it's called a burden, right? Like in Old English. So, but the thing God's given you to carry, which is just learning from him, is a very light thing to carry. The Bible says his commandments are not burdensome. That's talking about belief in him is not burdensome. And you know what? If it's really an easy thing to receive from God, if it's really awesome to be a believer, if it's really such a light thing, such a restful thing to be a believer and receiving from God, because we have a Savior that we believe in a finished work. We live in the happily ever after now. The end of the story was before our story even began. Before us as characters in the story even came about, the story was already done. It is finished. That word means the end, that Jesus said on the cross. The end. That was the end of the story, right? People say, I read the back of the book, and I see we win. I read 2/3 of the way through the book. I saw we won. It's all done. We're receiving the inheritance and the wonderful things that Jesus has already done. And if the work is finished, don't justify your struggle, because you're not struggling to produce profit. You're struggling for lack of knowledge. And that's okay to say you're growing. That's okay to say that, but just don't justify it, because that's why Jesus finished the work for us. So it wouldn't have to be work for us. It would be work on our behalf that Jesus did. It wouldn't have to be work that we'd have to do. It'd be work that he did on our behalf. And with the work on our behalf, that's why receiving from God is not hard. And that's why, just like them, I just don't follow that example of, if you're believing the Lord and you're saying, oh, yeah, no, I know you did this for me, Lord, and don't be surprised then. If it's easy, right, if we believe it's easy, why should I be surprised when I turn around? I'm like, oh, that person I just prayed for, they just walked on my front door. What's going on? Like, that's what happened. That's that. Like, don't hear what I'm saying there and think that's like kind of pie in the sky. That's what happened in Acts. They're praying for a man that was locked up in prison by the government at the time, and he just walked out of the prison and walked up the door and knocked. They didn't even believe it. They're like, no way. No way, Peter, like, you're crazy. No way Peter's at the door. And a lot of times that would be our reaction. We believe God in certain areas, and then if we just turn around one day and the problem was just like manifestly gone, or the answer just kind of came in, or you're believing for something, whatever, it's financial, or some provision came in, or whatever it is, and you're like, oh, there it is. A lot of us would just be shocked. And you know what? There's lack of knowledge in there, and I think a lot of it does come from us not really believing that it's that easy. It is. That's how the manifestation, it's easy. It's easy and it's light. That's how God manifests through us, right? It's not hard. It's a wonderful thing to be a believer. It really, really is. It's an easy and a light thing to be a believer. I'm not trying to tell you that you've never struggled before. I'm trying to tell you that you don't have to struggle. I'm trying to tell you that it's an unrenewed mind. And if I ever feel worried or concerned about something, you remember the Word of God. Remember how awesome it is to be you. Remember how awesome it is to be you in Christ. And then you're like, oh, that's awesome. And then realize it's easy, and then the manifestation just comes out easy, and it's a restful thing. Even in the temple series, that's what we're going to be talking about, how restful it is to give birth to Jesus. Very soon we're going to be talking about that. What an awesome thing, right? What an awesome thing to have Jesus and to have the work finished for us. And one day, as you believe in the Lord, they're just going to turn around and it's like, oh, that's not there anymore. It's an awesome thing. Who else can say that but us, right? So praise God for that. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that, Lord. I respect you, Lord, and I do thank you for that, Lord. Because the fact that we can get together and say things like this is just a credit to you. So thank you so much, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.